I've got Lisbeth van Zoenen on the line. She's Professor of Popular Culture at Erasmus University Rotterdam. Could you talk a little bit about the place of the royal family in Dutch culture and Dutch society?
It's very much a symbol of national unity, and there's all kinds of signs for that as well. So the color orange is something that the national football team wears as well during World Championships and European Championships. So orange is their color. It's the House of Orange. And at days like this, you see that the whole country is turning into orange in flags and clothing and all kinds. Everything that can be orange is made into orange. And that strongly suggests that the family is a symbol of being Dutch and what it means to be Dutch.
And is the new king a unifying force in the same way as his mother?
Well, that remains to be seen. But in the interviews he did and in his speech today, he emphasizes very much that he serves democracy. He is there for the people. He's there for parliament. He's not going to impose his ideas on Dutch society. He really expresses an understanding of what it means to be a constitutional monarch, as we say, so that's submitted to the rules of the constitution.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask you, actually, because in Britain, some people are worried that when Prince Charles becomes king, he will try to interfere with government policy. Are there any such worries about the Dutch king?
No, I don't think so, and especially not after he has said publicly this week that he wouldn't be opposed against a symbolic monarchy. So there are a couple of things that the Queen needs to do, or the King now, still needs to do in the context of Parliament. But he wouldn't mind if that was taken away from him and the only thing that remains is this symbolic position. So I don't think the worries are there. And apart from that, the Dutch constitution is very strong in how it protects the rights of politics as opposed to the non-existent rights of the king, I would say.
The impression from the outside is that the Dutch people are very positive towards the monarchy, particularly today. Is that right generally? Is there any republican feeling there, or are they pretty settled on the constitution?
No, they're
monarchy?
Pretty settled, and it's interesting to notice that in Amsterdam a couple of big squares were kept open for protesters, for Republicans, and a number of them, nobody showed up there. So at the moment the overwhelming atmosphere is pro-monarchy, and it has quite a lot to do with the popularity of the former queen now. It also has a lot to do with the popularity of what is now Queen Maxima, mm-hmm. and the whole, yeah. And so it's women during the history of the Dutch monarchy. It's the women that have made it popular. And for Willem-Alexander, the new king, it's going to be a challenge to find a way to make the monarchy, or to maintain the monarchy, popular and also be a male king. Is really something new for us.
Well, if he does find it difficult, he's got three daughters, hasn't he? That he could pass
on
to.
He could abdicate really quickly.
All right, Lisbeth van Zoenen, thank you very much.